just after lunch at the 2017 ACUC with Mr. Adam Lee from
Filene.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
Enjoying Vegas.
Am I? Well, I'm working a whole lot. I don't get out much. So that's probably a good thing because I'll get into some trouble and that's the end of the world. But I heard you went to, you said you saw a show last night?
I did see a social last night. It's The Show Vegas. It was a great review of taking it through the history of Vegas and it was entertaining. I liked it.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm glad somebody's getting out there and having some fun. You are the incubator director.
Correct.
At Filene. That sounds like a funny title, but I mean, it's very important, I assume. But So what does the incubator director do at Filene?
Yep, absolutely. So the program that I manage at Filene is within our innovation competency. And the function of it is, if you think about Filene's tagline, think, do, change, right? It's that do part of what we do. So the incubator director or the incubator function is being able to take good ideas that are within the credit union space, test them with credit unions, so they get, you know, the capital T truth about how some of these programs work, what makes them doesn't work, with the whole goal of being able to share that information with the industry so people can actually put it to practice.
Right.
So it's taking one step past our research of identifying the problem, but then able to put those ideas in practice, but slow and measured, right? It's not just throwing it out to the marketplace untested.
Right.
But incubation is all about testing. It's about figuring out the nuts and bolts of how some of these programs operate in the real world, taking an idea to a prototype, to a concept, and actually testing it out.
Very cool, sir. And that kind of segues into my next question.
Yeah.
Financial Empowerment Incubator. Mm-hmm. What's going on with this here?
Yeah, so the specific program, the Financial Empowerment Incubator, we had some great generous funding from the Ford Foundation and Visa to be able to take a particular focus within the incubation capacity or competency and focus it focus specifically on financially vulnerable populations.
Mm-hmm.
So we recognize that in the marketplace, it's often very difficult for credit unions to be able to innovate and come up with new ideas on their own, especially when it comes to financially vulnerable populations, because there's not a tremendous financial incentive to do so.
Right.
But it's a very important part of the credit union mission and the promise that credit unions have of serving everyone in the community. So the Financial Empowerment Incubator takes this concept of seek, test, and share that we have, seek out good programs that credit unions are having success on a small scale, testing them to see how they play out on the real world, answer questions, are they financially sustainable, are they desirable, do they make an impact in consumers' lives, and then share that information with the broader marketplace. But again, the exclusive focus is on trying to find those programs and services that really can help make a dent in the lives and make a difference in the lives of financially vulnerable populations.
Are you guys finding any programs that are making a dent out there? Are there any? Because I think Andrew and I have talked about some, and Tansley and a whole bunch of folks there at Filene. We've talked about some. Anything that's up to date?
The program, I mean, if we look back from our first iteration, the Accessible Financial Services Incubator, we had a couple of programs that bubbled up as showing a lot of promise on those factors that I talked about. One of them that we're really proud to be able to get some new materials out was an extended study that was conducted by the FINRA Foundation. So we worked with them on extending a concept called the employer-sponsored small dollar loans. So the basic concept is to be able to take and get a small dollar loan alternative instead of going to a payday lender at your employer.
It meets
a lot of the challenges that people have about trying to, you know, beat payday lenders at their own game of convenience. While you're at your workplace, you're meeting people where they are. But also simplifying the underwriting process, use different factors instead of just a credit score. And you look at things like longevity of the employer, how long has this person been with the company, as different factors to be able to make that decision to provide that small dollar, and then paying it back, you do through payroll deductions. We've gotten a lot of inquiries from the credit union space and the industry about trying to make it more relevant. As the economy is just trying to rebound for a lot of people and more financially struggling populations are trying to find ways to make ends meet day to day, what better way than to do it at your employer and as a great employee benefit?
Exactly.
So we're proud to be able to take some materials that FINRA has been putting together, FINRA Foundation, and put those on our website so they can get more credit unions to actually start implementing that concept. We tested it, showed a lot of promise, so now it's starting to get some more buzz in the industry. Yeah, another great program in our current incubator called the Reaching Minority Households Incubator.
I read that in your bio.
That's the second iteration that we have right now. And the programs there are specifically focused on trying to close that access gap for financially vulnerable populations, but minority households in general. And the non-citizen lending program has shown tremendous promise. We have 13 testers currently, and they've generated about over $12 million in loans for about the past 8-9 months that the programs have been running and we've been reporting data. It's been a tremendous response for a lot of the credit unions that have been doing it, and it plays off one of the adage that Filene has found in some of these programs, and that simplicity works. the beauty of the non-citizen lending program is that you take a lot of the financial products that you already have, mm-hmm. but by using different identification techniques of using like an ITIN process or matricular consular to be able to do the background check identification process to be able to provide non-citizens loans. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great, simple way of expanding the membership and yep. supporting people who yep. really need the services of credit unions to meet the needs of their daily life.
You guys are doing some amazing stuff there at Filene. And so the importance of all of this is?
The importance is, I mean, if we, you don't have to turn the page of a newspaper too many times to be able to see how the general population that we're trying to serve is struggling. More and more Americans, the face of what a financially vulnerable population looks like, I believe is expanding every day. And for credit unions, I think ultimately to be able to fulfill that promise of why credit unions started in the first place, to be able to meet the needs of their communities that weren't being met by banks. I think it's incredibly important if we're trying as a society to get people in a better financial place to pursue their hopes and dreams. Which ultimately helps communities, it helps our overall country, it helps our economy, yep. that we need to be able to serve those with the least means to be able to help themselves. So
yeah. And you're
it's a great way of enablement.
No doubt. And you're going to be talking about this in a presentation a little bit later today.
Correct.
As well.
Yeah, so. It's going to be, we're going to cover some interim insights that we have with the incubator so far, so trying to get some lessons learned. Mm-hmm. We'll be wrapping up the report hopefully in April 2018 mm-hmm. to be able to get some insights out from our Reaching Minority Households incubator. So we'll talk about some interim insights. But I'm also proud to have three credit union executives that will be serving on an interview panel during that presentation to actually some of their insights that they've had when implementing the non-citizen lending program and some of the challenges they faced and how they overcame them.
That'd be so powerful.
Directly from the credit unions that are doing the hard work mm-hmm. of serving these populations.
Very cool.
Good presentation.
Yeah, no doubt. And kind of wrap up here because I know you got to go prepare and get in the frame, get focused. I mean, what are the goals here? I mean, and also the two-part question, what are the goals here and where can folks find out more about what you guys are
yep.
doing?
I mean, ultimately, the goal is to put these good ideas in action. Mm-hmm. We've quickly learned as part of the incubator that as much research and testing as we can do, it doesn't make a lick of difference unless they're actually put into practice.
Yeah.
So we're really encouraging credit unions, as you said, so the other part of your question is to go to our website. We have those implementation materials from Accessible Financial Services Incubator ready for download, implementation toolkits, guides, marketing materials that credit unions can use to pick up these programs, make some minor tweaks so they fit their particular needs in their community, but put them into practice as quickly as possible. That's the ultimate goal. We're trying to close that access gap to ensure that all populations have the financial, affordable, and quality financial services they need to, again, ultimately pursue their hopes and dreams to better their lives.
Yeah.
And if credit unions don't have those programs in place, we can't make the difference that we want to see in our communities.
And you guys are always looking for credit unions to participate in your studies
and
all
that.
Yeah, your testing.
So, I mean, another way credit unions can get involved as well is if you go to the Filene website, again, we have a link where you can actually sign up to be a future tester, but also stand by to when our research results come out for Reaching Minority Households is to get that information as soon as we publish those results. So check that out. It's on the Filene website under Incubator and Financial Empowerment.
All right, great message to end on. Adam, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much,
well
sir.
Done.
Appreciate it.